Let's go surfing now. Everybody's learning how. Come on a safari with me.
Interview me. So welcome to RadioCam.org, Mum. Looking forward to the interview?
Yes, I am, mate.
Without wasting time, let's get straight into it. Enjoy. What has been the highlight of your trip?
I think for me, it would be hanging out with my family and spending lots of quality time. We've talked so much, and together as a family, it's pretty special to be able to do something like this. So I guess hanging out together, the four of us, for this amount of time has been a real highlight for me.
Have you enjoyed surfing and boogie boarding?
I haven't done a whole lot of surfing, but I love boogie boarding, and I've done some great boogie boarding with Dylan and Sammy.
What has been your favourite caravan park and why?
Probably think Rainbow Beach up in north of Noosa, probably because we could walk to everything. It was right on a cliff top, overlooked the ocean. It was just magnificent. So that's probably my favourite caravan park, Rainbow Beach.
Is that also your favourite place we've been?
I think that is my favourite place so far. That and Fingal Bay, I think. Yes.
Considering we've met a lot of different and interesting people, have you enjoyed it?
Yes, I've loved meeting the people along the way. We have met some very interesting people, people from all over the world. So that's always good, and it's great watching the boys, Dylan and Sammy, interact with those people. I find that awesome because they're so grown up with the way they communicate with these people we've met. So I've enjoyed meeting the people, but the boys are also very, very good at meeting new people.
Do you enjoy staying in the caravan?
I love the van. The van's fantastic.
Do you miss home at all?
Sometimes I miss home. Sometimes I miss my friends, and I miss my mum and dad, and my brothers, and my nieces.
Did you enjoy staying in the lighthouse cottage in Seal Rock?
Oh, the lighthouse cottage was pretty special, and you may remember earlier in our trip at Seal Rocks, we got to stay at a lighthouse cottage which was on top of Seal Rocks headland, I guess, and it was just a very isolated place, very remote from everyone, and with the dingoes on the beach and not many people around at all, and it was a very special place, and we walked up to the lighthouse at night, so it was pretty spectacular, Phil.
What was your favourite theme park? Wet n Wild, Movie World, or SeaWorld, and why?
I think it was Wet n Wild, and it was because the boys talked me onto going onto this ride called Tornado, and it was crazy scary. And the first time we went there, I kept watching the people come down. I thought, there is no way I can get on that ride. And then they talked me into doing it. And I tell you what, I keep laughing every time I think about that ride because it was just so scary but so much fun.
What has been your favourite pub meal and where?
Favourite pub meal. Well, like Dad said last week, we actually haven't been to many pubs. We tend to go to the surf life saving clubs because they're on the beaches. But the only pub we've been to is the Rainbow Beach Hotel, and I think that's probably my favourite meal was there.
Recently, I was caught up with one of your oldest friends, Bex. Did you enjoy seeing Bex and her family?
Oh, I love to see Bex. Bex's one of my oldest friends, and I've known Bex for 28 years now. And the lovely thing is that she's got three boys, and now my two boys know her three boys, and they get along very well. And that's a really special thing for Bex and I to see, and it brings tears to my eyes because it's just lovely how well they all get along.
Thank you for joining me on RadioCarmen.org. Now it's time for you to interview me. Enjoy.
Thanks, Jill. Hello, listener. I'm thrilled to be able to interview my gorgeous son, Dylan. So here goes. Do you enjoy blogging and conducting the radio show weekly? Please explain a few reasons why.
Yes, I do enjoy blogging daily, and sometimes we get a bit tired, so twice I think Mum and Dad have kind of helped me with it, but yeah, no, it's good fun blogging and also radio show. When I'm lost, I can just interview Mum and Dad or Sammy, or, you know, I might even get to interview Nan on Top one day. And yeah, it's good fun. Very good fun.
Good. What has been your favourite place to firstly boogie board?
Firstly boogie board. Probably, well, here's Rainbow was good.
You forget where you are.
Sunshine, yeah, here's been good. We're in Cotton Tree now, but we went up to Caloundra one day to King's Beach, and we got in some good little waves, green barrels, and also Yamba and Single Bay were good.
And then what's been your favourite surf spot on your board to surf?
On my new board, it was probably here. This morning I had a really good surf with Dad, but on the longboard, Dad's old trigger board that he's had for 15 years, he said, and yeah, that I've been surfing good. I surfed well on that at Byron. I've got a 200-metre wave, so that was good.
Good on you, mate. And how many friends have you made along the way, and do you remember where they're all from now?
All right, I'll go back. This caravan park, we've met some three kids from Brisbane, three boys. They're me and Sammy's age. Last park, we met a family that were from WA. That was in Rainbow Beach. Going back to Toowoon Bay, we met heaps of people that were from Sydney.
Gold Coast,
we met some people that were from Brisbane also, to a little girl and a little boy, Alex and Libby. Who else? We've met a lot of people. They're hard to name, but they're probably the closest we've had, yeah.
Some good food. That's great. When we went to Wet n Wild, what was your highlight?
Probably... Well, the first ride we went on, because it was Mammoth Falls, so that... Mum and Sammy found that a bit... not tame, but they didn't find it scary, but they thought it was a bit freaky, but me and Dad were cruising on that one, because it's a slow, easy ride, but...
Not when you're going backwards.
Yeah, Mum went backwards, but... Yeah, I'd have to say the tornado for me. That was my highlight.
Great stuff. Now, name some of the wildlife that we're seeing along the way.
Saw lots of whales earlier. Dolphins. Saw a few dolphins at Toowoon Bay. Eagles. The eagle follows Sammy around. Seen a few bush turkeys, or as Beck says, brush turkeys. All different sorts of birds. Kookaburras, lorikeets.
Willy Wagtail.
Willy Wagtail. And also like a dingo. Heaps of blogs. Yeah, heaps of them, yeah.
Good. Now, I'm not sure if you Radio Karen listeners know that we don't actually have a TV in the van, which has been great. Gil, have you missed having TV?
A little bit, but you can always listen to the cricket on the radio, and, yeah, it hasn't been too bad.
Because what do we do instead of watching TV? What things do we do?
Oh, we're up till 6 o'clock playing cricket on the beach, or surfing, or talking, or Dad and Mum, we're all reading sometimes.
Yep,
yeah.
Yep, good. There's been a lot of talk about my dear friend, Beck. please explain in your own words why you think she is such a ripper, and her husband Dave and their three boys.
Dave and Beck are just classic. They're really funny and they make you laugh. I don't think Dave means to be funny, but the way he talks to Beck sometimes is just really funny, and Beck, her laugh is very funny, and the boys are just good fun to play with. Henry, the little one, classic. Jonah's a bit quiet, but he's still funny. Ned's a ripper. He's funny as. Yeah, they're all good.
Good boy. What do you miss about Carrum?
Mostly friends, I've got to say. All the friends back in Carrum I miss, and also the cricket club, because it's starting cricket, so I've missed cricket a little bit.
Yeah, fair enough. Do you miss school? Yes or no, and explain why.
Oh, that's a hard one. I miss friends at school. Yeah, I do miss school a little bit, I have to say, yeah.
You have to miss your teacher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a good teacher.
He's fantastic. Thanks, Jill, and that's the end of the interview from me. You're a trooper, and I'll hand back to you, the expert, who can sign off.
Cheers, Jen. Very good interview. Well done. Now, yes, we will sign it off. Anything else you'd like to add before we go?
No, thanks for having me.
Hope you enjoyed the interviews. Go Aussies. Hope the blog is interesting enough. Cheers, Dylan and Jen. Bye.
Bye.
Let's go surfing now. Everybody's learning how. Come on a safari with me. Surfing now, everybody's learning how. Come on a safari with me.